الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول رب العالمين، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا جاءت الطامة الكبرى يوم يتذكر الإنسان ما سعى وبرزت الجحيم لمن يرى. فأما من طغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى. وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أما بعد، الحمد لله، by the فضل of Allah سبحانه وتعالى عز وجل، we are blessed with iman, and with the blessing of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم, and his blessed teachings, his blessed life and seerah, and thereafter the lives of his beloved companions and his beloved family members, and actually the awliya and saliheen of his ummah. And if we somehow fail and become unsuccessful in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in spite of having such great sources of guidance, it is a great loss. Because we should very clearly see that we believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, the Almighty. Beside Him there is no God, and He has infinite sifat and qualities. He is merciful, He is forgiving, He is just. Like in the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's mentioned. So there is no flaw in Allah Azza wa Jal that we might suffer, that we are following. Like sometime humanity, they tend to follow false gods, and they then let them down in one way or the other. They were calling an idol or another person who they have made God, they themselves were in problem or trouble. Or shaitan, and they have become devil worshipper. Shaitan will abandon them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a being, is the Lord Almighty. Since the day He has created the creation, up to now, He has not let anyone down who depended upon Him, and has not abandoned anyone, nor He will, not in this life, nor actually in the world of grave, life after death, nor on the day of judgment, and nor in the hereafter. So there is no flaw, deficiency, any shortcoming in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the guide, as the exemplifier of the guidance of Allah. Allah made him amongst the prophets and amongst the leaders of all mankind flawless and masoom and infallible. He doesn't have any shortcoming as well. So our Lord Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is flawless, no fault, no shortcoming, no ab, no limitation. Then we have the guide, the one who is to practically show us what to do and what not to do. He is also outstanding in such that all other humanity, even kuffar, they believe in his honesty, they believe in his integrity, and they see him as a great leader, even though they don't believe in his prophethood. So, no deficiency there. Then thirdly, then how to follow him? Allah Azza wa Jal made the examples of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Ahlul Bayt and the Sahaba Rizwanullah alayhim ajma'in. Now they left us also with examples, because Allah is free from any fault and shortcoming. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is ma'asoo, meaning he is sinless. So they won't commit any mistake or any sin. But because we are a human being, many of us will commit mistakes or will be born while in state of, for example, in the home where kuffar are living, or will be overwhelmed by the society. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made many of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they were in similar states as well. At one time they were kuffar, some of them committed sin, so that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, he could have made all of them as well, like many or millions of other awliya Allah who were born as Muslim and who never committed a kabira sin in their life. The companions could have been from the day one be like those people, but many of them were even not Muslim before. Many of them were sinful. Why? For the reason that we will find ourselves in these states as well sometime. So kuffar, for example, can say, for example, that we don't have any example to follow. Now they have examples to follow in so many companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who were not believers, and they became believers and steadfast, and such people that now actually their ranking is actually very high in the sight of Allah. Many people might say we are mushrikeen. Where is the example for us? We are followers of other, we are people of book, from amongst the Christians, amongst the Jewish people, amongst the Hindu, like mushrikeen. For them there is the example in people of Makkah. Many of them were mushriks and they repented and they reached high ranking. Some of them were Christians, like Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala and many others. Some of them were followers of the Jewish religion and scholars of Jewish religion. like Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala an. What I'm saying is that for each and every person, no matter where he find himself, in which corner of the world, and which religion, and which sin, or which life he is leading, they will find example. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have God who is not like any other God, and no one is like him, and he is the only true one. You have a leader, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In his way, in his life, there is light and guidance for all actually humanity. And then, in the lives of companions, there is example for everyone how to repent, how to actually come back from the disbelief and kufr. And then fourthly, many people in the world, they follow some kind of philosophy, ideology, certain ideas, certain books they study. You have been provided by the book called Quran, which is also matchless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even said, not about the whole book, he said about few verses. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِ. That if you have any doubt, or if anyone has any doubt that this book is from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges that produce one surah, one chapter of maybe two lines like this. وَدَعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And for doing that, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that I'm not challenging you alone, that you alone, you are a scholar or whoever you are, but you can get together all humanity and all the knowledge and all the humans and jinnat together and produce actually two sentences like this. Because the shortest surah is of three very short sentences like Surah Al-Kawthar. In other words, Allah Azza wa Jalla challenges this so as well. So now you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the God Almighty, no equals. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what about any other leader? Even prophets, actually other prophets are not equal to him. He stands out amongst the prophets and anbiya alayhi wasallam. You have companions and Ahlul Bayt who are best amongst the companions above any prophet, previous prophet. And then you have the book of Allah, the guidance. And then fifthly, time to time in this ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, although the prophet stopped coming, but time to time he sends guide people amongst awliya and sulaha, friends of Allah, who are people like me and you living. They're not prophets, they're not messengers, nor they can be, because the prophethood has ended. But they live amongst you, in you see with your eyes, in flesh and blood, but they are following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of. They are also a source of guidance for you, that in your day and age they are a guide, a practical guide for you. So when there are always people like this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that until day of judgment there will be a group of my ummah who will be on truth, and no one will be able to destroy them, and they will exist until the coming of Imam Mahdi. Imam Mahdi, he will be one of them and last of them, of the great leaders which come in this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So these people who are living in your times, in your locality, in your countries, they are also. So and they are also awliya Allah, and awliya Allah are very pious and righteous people and beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are five things which me and you have been provided, and they are actually outstanding. Firstly is relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us sometimes they be proud, we know this person, we know this prime minister, we know this model, we know this businessman, we know this person who have this skill, etc., etc. What to say about the person who actually is in friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have a Lord like Allah azza wa jal. That's why Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh, he was a wise and pious and one of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham. Once the king said to him that, "O Ibrahim, you are a friend of Allah, and why not you stay with me and live in the palace? Live in the palace with me, and we will benefit from your wise teachings and your pious personality. We will benefit from it. Rather than because you stay in your own home and some people go there, some people know you, some people don't. I am king. Here many people come all day long, and rich people, leaders come. When you will be here, I will be sitting in your company, they will sit in your company, and I will provide for you food and a house, a very good house in the area, in the palace, and you can live here." Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmahullah said to that king that, "O king, that what would you say or what would you do if you enter the palace one day and you find me sitting in with your wives?" The king became very angry, his face became red, turned red, and he said, "How dare you even say this? You have no shame, you have no hindrance of my kingship that you are saying, you thought such a thing." Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi said that is the reason I don't want to be in your company, because I stay in the company of a king who I disobey even sometime. I have not even disobeyed you, I have just thought about your disobedience and doing something wrong, and you are saying you will kill me and you will behead me, and I stay in the company of a king who is even more powerful than you. I do mistakes, but he actually forgives me, he overlooks again and again. And he said, Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham was asked, "Then who is that? Which country are you going to? Which king do you live with? Because you live in us." He said, "I live in the presence of Allah. I live with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I live in the presence of Allah who is the King of Kings. But when I live with Him, many a times I commit mistakes, but He forgives me." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a being that, as I was saying to someone the other day, that the most easy being to deal with is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the most difficult people or beings to deal with is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With Allah azza wa jal, it's very easy to deal with, to actually, you may say, live with, be in His presence. With creation, it's very, very difficult. Why? For example, one thing is that even if the husband and wife, brothers, community members, family members, for example, they might misunderstand you. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never misunderstand anyone. Many times very sincere friends, sincere partners, spouses, husband, wives, other brothers, sisters, they are in trouble, they are in fight, they are in quarrel, they are in dispute, only because of misunderstanding. Someone said this, I thought I said this. But Allah Azza wa Jal has the quality, He is Sami, He is all hearing and all understanding. He never misunderstands anyone. Rather you say something with the tongue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understand better than you what you have said. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not actually like people, someone say, you know, that brother was saying this and this, you know, that person was saying this and this. Shaitan can put in your mind, other people can put in your mind and make a bad opinion of others. Be with you, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from that. No one can actually say, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, that person is this and this. Thirdly, Allah azza wa jal is not affected by shaitan. Every other person except Anbiya alayhi salam, they are affected by shaitan. Shaitan is all the time putting waswasa and making bad things look good and actually creating other kinds of chaos. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from that as well. Shaitan can't actually put any waswasa or even actually say anything as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which actually other people do to each other. Other people, they sometime become greedy. For greed, they might betray you. Like the people of Kufa betrayed actually Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal is free from that. He is someone, he doesn't need anyone. He doesn't need anything. So he always actually is free from fear. He doesn't fear anyone. Other people might do something because actually they are in fear. They are in greed and things. So people, brothers, communities, husband and wife and family members, all the time, sometimes they have problem with each other. You will see husband and wife, you will see children and parents, you will see other. But you won't ever find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his friends have problems with each other ever. Because his friends are awliya, are sincere, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is after forgiving. So that's why I'm saying it is very easy to become a friend of Allah than to become a friend of dunya and shaitan. Because you have to actually do certain such things and such effort which actually is much more actually than actually what you'd have to do actually in to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal. So even to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is easy. Because his teaching never changes. If you are following people, they might change fashion every year. You are following them, next year they change. You are following their norm, you have, for example, this car, next year the car model is changing. You have this phone, next year this is changing. You have a house, next year this. All the time things, if you follow other people and their example, they will be changing all the time actually, and they don't know who are they following. Why Rasulullah, whatever he has laid down as his sunnah until day of judgment, that is the way, that is the landmark which ever never actually changed. So summarizing, I'm saying to you, if you are failing in any way in this world, in the matters of hereafter, or you are at loss, you are in disarray, you are in problem, you are in crime, you are wherever you are disappointed, you are in depression, what I'm saying is that you have Allah, the God, the Lord Almighty, who is someone who doesn't have an equal. You have Rasulullah as the perfect guide. You have the companions as models to follow Rasulullah. You have the book of Quran, which is matchless, which there is no fault in there, no actually mistake in there. And then you, now and then, you also have the privilege to be and find awliya and the friends of Allah in the world. You can be in their company and ask. And now if you are failing, where is the deficiency? The deficiency you will find is only in me and you if we are failing. So that we can actually remove by following the way of the Prophet ﷺ, which we normally teach here, which is called Tariqah Muhammadiyya. Tariqah means the way. Muhammadiyya means Muhammad ﷺ. The way of the Prophet. Tariqah Muhammadiyya ka matlab, tariqah ka matlab hota hai rasta. Aur Muhammadiyya ka matlab hai Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka. To Huzur alaihi salatu wasalam ka rasta ka naam jo hai wo tariqah Muhammadiyya, sunnat Muhammadiyya, shariat Muhammadiyya ye hota hai. To jo banda yani hai, dur hai Allah se, to usko chahiye ki wo ye rasta ikhtiyar kare. اور یہ ان چیزوں کو استعمال کرے جو بیان کی گئی کہ اللہ کے بعد اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہدایت رہنمائی کے لیے پھر جو ہے کتاب آپ کو دی گئی قرآن جیسی، پھر صحابہ اور اہل بیت دیے گئے جو کسی نبی کو اس طرح نہیں دیے گئے، اور پھر اولیاء اللہ اس امت کو دیے گئے جو اتنے بلند درجے کے اولیاء اللہ ہیں. تو اب اگر کمی بیشی ہے یا ہم پھر بھی شیطان کے پجاری یا دنیا میں دھکے کھا رہے ہیں تو اس میں ہمارا اپنا قصور ہے، سوچنا چاہیے. اور اس کے اگر نہیں سمجھ آ رہی تو بیٹھ کے سیکھے. انشاءاللہ اس کے متعلق بعد میں بھی تھوڑی گفتگو ہوتی ہے جمعے کے بعد، اور اس کے بعد بھی عشاء تک انشاءاللہ میں ادھر ہی ہوتا ہوں. کسی نے کوئی بات پوچھ لی ہے تو پوچھ سکتے ہیں. اللہ پاک آپ کو بھی اور مجھے بھی سمجھ اور جو اللہ نے توفیق اور اختیار دیا ہوا ہے اس کو استعمال کرنے والا ہمیں بنائے. آمین. بجاہ سید المرسلین سنت ادا فرمانے. سبحانک اللہم بحمدک، نشہد ان لا الہ الا انت، نستغفرک و نتوب الیک.